This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Christians held a candlelight vigil Tuesday night in Paris to mourn the loss, for now at least, of Notre Dame Cathedral. Many priceless pieces of art were salvaged from the Gothic Cathedral as a fire tore through it on Monday. President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to restore the historic landmark to its former glory within 5 years, a task which will be aided by several billionaires who have already donated hundreds of millions of euros. And as AP's Sagar Margani reports, more support is being pledged.
From the Vatican to Buckingham Palace to Moscow, world leaders say they're ready to support Paris in rebuilding Notre Dame, including Poland's prime minister, who remembers Warsaw rising from the World War II ruins. Two French tycoons have reportedly pledged nearly $340 million. On CBS This Morning, Paris's deputy mayor said Notre Dame will recover.
We'll rise up again and build it again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN Secretary General has appointed Special Advisor Nicholas Haysom to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. Haysom, a South African lawyer, was previously the UN Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan. The African Union Peace and Security Council is condemning the military takeover in Sudan as an unconstitutional change of government and demanding the military hand over power to a transitional civilian-led political authority within 15 days. The protests begin in December, with protesters accusing al-Bashir's government of economic mismanagement that sparked skyrocketing food prices and fuel and foreign currency shortages. However, the military leaders have said it will not turn over al-Bashir to the ICC, but instead be tried in Sudan. This is VOA News. People in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, are celebrating the arrival of the first shipment of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross. Truckloads with medical supplies arrived at a warehouse in Caracas on Tuesday. From there, the aid was distributed to people who needed it. The delivery of international humanitarian aid has become a focal point in Venezuela's power struggle. Now in its third month, with opposition leader Juan Guaido declaring himself as interim president, while Guaido has rallied the international community and collected several hundred tons of aid, President Nicolas Maduro has previously refused to allow it in. The U.S. Justice Department will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election aimed at helping Donald Trump win that position. Trump claimed on Tuesday again that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of the prosecutor's 22-month investigation. Attorney General William Barr released a four-page summary of Mueller's findings 3 weeks ago, saying the prosecutor had concluded that Trump and his campaign did not collude with Russia to help him win, but had reached no collusion, a conclusion, that is, whether Trump obstructed justice. But with Mueller not reaching a decision on the obstruction issue, Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein decided no obstruction charges against Trump were warranted. Democrats are continuing to call for the unedited version of the Mueller report. United Nations aid agencies are expressing deep concern for the safety of civilians in Tripoli as fighting moves closer to the outskirts to the center of the Libyan capital. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN aid agencies are particularly worried about the situation of some 4,000 refugees and migrants, most from sub-Saharan Africa, who are held in government detention centers in and around Tripoli. Of particular concern are more than 1,500 believed to be trapped in several places of detention close to where the clashes are occurring. The International Organization for Migration reports one bit of good news. It says it was able to organize a humanitarian relief flight Monday to repatriate 136 migrants to Nigeria.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. And the polls are open in Indonesia, where voters are choosing the country's next president. Incumbent Jokowi remains the favorite to win a second term. He faces Prabowo Subianto. I'm Michael Brown reporting.